Hey everyone, welcome back to Nightly.com. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're listening right now, chances are you're craving a good night's sleep. Who isn't, right? We all know the feeling when you finally hit the pillow exhausted, but then toss and turn for hours, counting sheep that have mysteriously developed wings and a taste for tequila. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, sleep isn't just about finding the perfect pillow or dodging late-night Netflix binges. It's deeply intertwined with our relationships, both the good ones and the, let's say, less than perfect ones. Today, we're diving into how building healthy relationships can actually lead to better sleep, because who wouldn't want a little extra ZZZ's fuel by connection? Now, I'm not talking about turning your bedroom into some kind of Hallmark movie set. Relationships take work, and sometimes they're messy. But even the small steps you take towards building healthy connections can have a surprisingly big impact on how well you sleep at night. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Open communication is your secret weapon. Ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, especially when it comes to relationship stress? Let me tell you, bottling things up only makes those worries simmer and eventually boil over, keeping you awake at night. Imagine a pressure cooker that's your brain when you hold back feelings. Talk things through with your loved ones, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Express your needs, listen to theirs, and find solutions together. Open communication is like airing out the room fresh air for your mind and better sleep for everyone involved. 2. Nurture your support system. You know that feeling when you have a friend who truly gets you, someone who listens without judgment and offers support even on your toughest days. These are the people who help us recharge and feel secure. Make an effort to connect with loved ones regularly, whether it's a phone call, a text message, or a face-to-face hangout. 3. Set healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional space that protect your well-being while allowing for healthy connections. This means being assertive about your needs and limits. It's okay to say no sometimes, even if it feels difficult. Setting boundaries helps you avoid feeling overwhelmed and resentful, both of which can seriously mess with your sleep. 4. Practice forgiveness. We all make mistakes, and holding onto grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks, exhausting and ultimately harmful. Learning to forgive others and yourself frees up mental space and reduces stress, paving the way for better sleep. It doesn't mean forgetting or condoning hurtful actions, but rather choosing to release anger and resentment that keeps you tossing and turning at night. 5. Cultivate compassion. Imagine a world where everyone treated each other with kindness, empathy, and understanding. Sounds pretty dreamy, right? But cultivating compassion, even for those who have wronged us, can have a profound impact on our sleep. When we choose to see the good in others and ourselves, we create a more peaceful inner environment that promotes relaxation and restful slumber. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Sarah, imagine her, she's juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time, which usually involves scrolling through social media until her eyes hurt. Sound familiar? She's constantly stressed, feeling drained, and can barely sleep a wink. But then, Sarah realizes something. Her relationships are taking a toll on her well-being. She starts making an effort to have honest conversations with her partner about their shared responsibilities, reaching out to supportive friends for event session or a virtual happy hour, setting boundaries with demanding clients, and practicing forgiveness towards herself for the times she felt overwhelmed. Slowly but surely, Sarah's world starts to shift. She feels more connected, less stressed, and you guess that her sleep improves drastically. Remember, building healthy relationships is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But trust me, the rewards are worth it: better sleep, reduced stress, deeper connections, and a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what's one small step you can take today to nurture your relationships? Maybe it's sending a quick text to a loved one, making time for a meaningful conversation, or simply being more present in your interactions with others. Remember, every little bit counts. And that's a wrap for today, folks. I hope this episode has inspired you to prioritize your relationships and see the incredible impact they can have on your sleep. Until tomorrow night, keep those connections strong and those ZZZs coming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.